It's horrifying, and there's video to prove it happened. In Arlington County, a bloody man lying on a sidewalk as people simply walk by, and none of them offering to help. The man is now dead, and police say he'd been struck by a car while crossing a street where the traffic signal was dark because of the recent storm July 1st. The video was taken by a Metro bus surveillance camera, and the incident is raising questions about what you should do if you see someone in distress on the street.
Well, joining us now, Mark Brady, Public Information Officer for Prince George's County Fire and EMS. Mark, good to have you back. Thanks so much.
Good afternoon.
You know, for many of us who hear this story, it's really hard to believe. And I guess the first thing you would think is that someone should have called 911. But is there anything else someone can or should do in this kind of situation?
Well, at the very minimum, what anyone should do is to call 911. Whether you stay on the scene or not, if you see someone in distress, such as that man was, to call 911 and provide the 911 dispatchers with the location and what you're seeing. What to do beyond that, we understand that if you do not have medical or military-type training, you may not have the wherewithal to react quickly when you see something like that. But what we would ask you to do is to go up to the person, shouting at them, asking them, are you okay? Are you okay? Do you need help? If you don't get any reaction, after you have called 911, stay with the person, and you start calling for help yourself. And I believe that someone would react quicker to a person, whether it be a man or a woman, yelling for help very loudly, that they would come to their aid as they would opposed to what we saw in that video where people just simply walked by the man.
And at a minimum, Mark, it seems just the humane thing to do would be to sit by that person's side and maybe take a hand.
Certainly that is the humane thing to do. I think based on the injuries I heard this person sustained, that person probably was not conscious. And while that would help, again, a very humane way of treating that person needs to get help and needs to get help fast. Ensure 911 is called. Start yelling for help yourself. And if you have military or emergency services training, you're going to know what to do, and you're going to jump into action and start treating that person. And it's good to know also for everyone out there that without that specialized training, that you're protected from civil liability with Good Samaritan laws. Now, all of the states and the District of Columbia have a Good Samaritan law that protects you from civil liability if you act in good faith to help a person out in a situation like that.
Mark, thanks so much for your help on this. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mark Brady, Chief Information Officer for Prince George's County and Fire, Prince George's County Fire and EMS.